Mitzvahs Mammon, Mitzvah Hashem. The truth is, maybe we'll expand it and talk about Chazaka B'chlal in coming weeks, maybe. That's in the Psak of Chazaka. But today we'll focus on Cheskes Mammon. It'll touch upon other Chazakas too, because it'll primarily be explaining its similarity to and its difference from other Chazakas. Okay. There's a case in the Rivash that the Tzoyis brings down, Edim Ameir invasion to be Motzi Mammon. And then other Edim come that they're Psulei Edus, that at one point in time they did an Aveir and became Psulei Edus, but it's not clear when they became Psulei Edus. So the Rivosh says, the Tzoyis brings down, that you would give them the Cheskes Kashrus, the Chazaka Demeikara, the Cheskes Kashrus, Chazaka Demeikara, and you would give them a Cheskes Kashrus, and you would be Moitzi the Mammon Al Pihem. The Chazaka Demeikara, they became possible at one point in time, we don't know when. The apostle now, Edom could say that other Edom are psulim, but we don't know when they became apostle. Okay, so the Rivash says their Edus is kosher, because we give them the Chazaka Demeikara of the Cheskes Kashrus. The Ketzos asks that it's unlike, it seems to be unlike what the Gemara says by Mikvah Shenimdad, the famous Gemara on Nidadav Beis and Beis, and many other places in Shas, that a Tomei person was tovel in a mikvah, and then he touched Taharos, and you measured the mikvah, and it was found chaser. Mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser. So kol taira shenasu al gabov, whether it's kalim that were nitval in the mikvah, or a person was tovel in the mikvah, and he touched Taharos after that, so tmeos, that's how we paskin, like the Rabbanon Chacham that say tmeos. And the Gemara's maskana is tartar reyosa. We combine two factors mitigating against tahara, and that blibes a vaday, and then therefore it blibes vaday tmeos. What's the two mitigating factors? The two factors mitigating against tahara: hamei tomei al cheskosol, the chazaka of the tomei, whatever it is that you were toivel, the tummy person that went to the mikvah, or the tummy kalim that were dipped in the mikvah, so they have a cheskes tumah. You're not sure when the mikvah became choser, so they have a cheskes tumah, and harei choser lefonecha. That's what the Gemara says. We combine the matzah of ha'achshavi with the other matzah that we're not sure if it changed yet or not, but that's also chazaka. So you take the person who has a cheskes tumah and the mikvah. You say, well, the person had a cheskes tumah. Okay, but he went to the mikvah, and we know he went to the mikvah. But the mikvah we now know is chaser, but we don't know when it became chaser. So the Gemara says that's called tarte v'reus on its domain. Now this also needs an oimek habiur, which we'll only very, very slightly touch upon today. Slightly, but really it really have to fully understand it, you really have to go much deeper into the Inyan Chazaka, because if you just dealt with the mikvah alone, so certainly you would paskin that the mikvah, until you know for sure that the mikvah was chaser, you would paskin that the mikvah was mole, was a kosher mikvah. It might be a cheskes haguf even, it might be a cheskes din, that it's kosher, it might be a cheskes guf, but there's certainly a chazaka if you were dealt with it alone. So like, just because a tummy person went to the mikvah, it's not so clear, and if a tummy person goes to a kosher mikvah, he becomes tov, no question about that either. So like, how does the tartei l'reyosa hook up to all of a sudden ruin? If you dealt with the mikvah kshalatma, well, you would say it's kosher. Right? And if a tummy person goes to a kosher mikvah, he's kosher. He becomes tahar. So like, why? Like, well, what is this tartei l'reyosa business? But we're not going into that today. But the Gemara does say it. That's a shita, that you have this tartei l'reyosa.
Why can't it be that the chazaka of the person against the chazaka of Now you see that it's chasar. You know it's chasar sometime, you don't know when. Your stirit pashat can lead to chazaka.
No, there's not a stir, but that you know for sure that the chazaka de meikara is goyver.
The chazaka meikara of tumah.
Of the mikvah.
Why is it important the chazaka meikara of tumah?
If we dealt with the mikvah, the question is what kind of a mikvah was he toivel in? So if you just had the question about the mikvah.
You can take the mikvah first and then you ignore the person going down.
Why don't you? Why, if you just had the mikvah, you would paskin it's a kosher mikvah. If you had a mikvah on Wednesday, you found it's chasa. And you wanted to know what it was on Tuesday. So you would paskin it's kosher. It was kosher on Tuesday. So just because a person went to the mikvah on Tuesday, like one of the mechanics that hooks up his cheskos tumah with the harei chasa lefanecha. You could say two chazakas against one. You could say harei chasa lefanecha. That's what I mean. I'm not going into that this week. It's clear there are many, many rayas that there's no such thing as two chazakas against one. You could say that a chazaka de meikara and two chazakas against one. Okay. Al kaponim, the ktsais says, we'll touch upon it a little today. The ktsais asks, so why don't you say the same thing in the Rebush's case? Why don't you say that the Edom are for sure psulim now, that's your harei chaser lefanecha, that's the equivalent of, you know for sure, the mikveh is chaser now, and it's, you have the cheskes mom, they were made to be motzi mom. So why don't you say tarte l'reyusa, that the Edom can't be motzi mom, the Edom are not sharing to be motzi mom, because you, this tarte l'reyusa, the tarte l'reyusa being, again, the equivalent of Harei Chasa Lefanecha is Harei Psulim Lefanecha, and the equivalent of the Cheskos Tumah of the person is the Cheskos Mamon of the person who's Mukhsak. So why don't you say, that's the Tzoysis Kasha. The Nesivus answers that Cheskos Mamon is not a real Chazaka. It's not a true Chazaka in the following sense, the Nesivus says. Normally, chazaka paskins. It gives you a positive psak. He uses the word birur, which maybe we'll touch upon and we'll explain more in the coming weeks, because it's not a birur in the normal sense of the way we understand it. But he says, al kaponim, they tell you a tzad, they clarify. They give you a positive psak. They push you in a certain direction. All cheskos mamon, he says, is that it's passive. It's not a psak at all. He says the Gemara in Bava Kamma that has the source of a Moshe Mechaver Levaraya says it's only a Svara. It's not a Pasuk. You know, for the basic din, you have a Svara. The Svara being that you can't be Moitzi Momen without a Raya. So he says it's not a real Chazaka. It's passive. It's Misofik Al Totsianu. You can't be, it doesn't give you a positive Pasuk that it's his money, that it belongs by him, that it should be by him. It's just a passive thing. You can't be mitzi without a raya. So mamela can't hook up with anything else. It's passive. It's not a positive thing. It's not active. It's passive. So it can't hook up with anything else. That's the nesivus. In other words, that cheskos mamon is not a psak. It's just, you can't be mitzi mamon misafek because you have a svara. The ktsois, though, holds clearly not like that, not only from this kasha, but the Ktsois in a different place, in Simon Reish Pei, discusses the inyan of, there's a famous kasha of the Trumas Hadeshen, why the emphasis you see from the Trumas Hadeshen's kasha, not like the Nesivus. Normally, why? Because the Trumas Hadeshen's famous kasha is that normally you say Ruba B'chazaka, Ruba Adiv, so why Ein Hochem B'Bama Nacharov? Why can't you be Motzi Mamon with a rove? It's a rove against the Cheskos Mamon. So why don't you just say, you know, the rove could be Motzi Ruba B'Chazak or Ruba Adav. The truth is, from the Kasha alone, you see, not like the Nesivus. Because, unless you say, he's asking you, Kayach Kal Mochayim, Madav Ruba B'Chazak, active Chazak or Ruba Adav. So Koshkein Ruba B'Cheskos Mamon should be Ruba Adav. It's not so much of a Kasha. I'm just saying, because could be Roy, there's not enough of a Raya to be Motzi Mamon. Misofik Al Totsienu. Alright, let's forget about whether you have a Raya from the Trumas Hadeshen's Kasha, but Akoponim the Ktsois answers that Cheskos Mamon is stronger than all Chazakas. It gives you an even more powerful Psak than other Chazakas. Why? And you have to understand what the Ktsois is answering. Maybe I should read it inside. The Tzai says that Chazaka de Meikara, you know that the matzav now, you know that the matzav, the previous matzav no longer exists. No, the Din Chazaka says that you, until you know for sure that it ceases to exist, you can assume that the previous matzav continue to exist. You can make that assumption. The status quo remains. That's what Chazaka is, status quo. Until you know that things change, you assume they did not change. But Lamaisa, now you know it did change. So your psak is mikoyach the past. You're projecting onto the present or onto a future point in time from the past, and you know that the past did change. So that's the din Chazaka. Mashenka by Cheskus Momin, it's even more powerful than Tzai says. The Cheskos Mammon is that the money is Tachas Yodov. So, and that didn't change. It's Tachas Yodov now also. So the Psak that Cheskos Mammon gives you is more powerful because the Matzav of the Chazaka still exists. You know it didn't change. So that's why, so that's more powerful. Okay. Because the Cheskos Mammon not even become a Chazaka. Because the Chazaka, because the Amish is the Pakno, which is whom this Garsho lo, the Hemazu Nitrofo lo, and Bukla Becheskos Kama, Abul Hashva like a Chazaka, so to speak. To understand Pakno, for Yotzum and Cheskos of Shano lo, because we know it changed. The question is at what point? Abul Cheskos Mammon, the Hamomon Tachas Yodayim, the Nitva, Hashta, Hashta Muchsin Boy. Mishmochi Rubaloi Mahani. So it doesn't, okay, that's the Tzayis and Reish Pei. To answer that kash. Al Kaponim, he certainly doesn't hold like the Nesivis, like certainly, he holds that Cheskos Mammon is a regular Psak Chazaka, and he explains that it's even a stronger Psak because it's Senemtzach Mitzad the Hoive. It's not, it doesn't come from the Ovar, it comes from the Hoive, from the Itzadika Matzah, from the way things are now. And that's why it's more powerful. Al Kaponim, but you certainly see now like the Nesivis that it's a totally passive thing, that you can't be Mitzi Mammon without a Raya. So that's the choice. Okay. What?
Isn't the regular case of Chazaka a case without a raya? I mean, basically, we're not from the going, let's say. If the Kohen left the house, the Shai was out, the case is not here.
Good, but it's still mitzad the past. But it's still mitzad the past. You're clearing if it changed. Okay, so you're clearing if it changed. But it's still mitzad the past. By moment, the moment is Tachas Yodo. However the Cheskos Mammon works, that the money Tachas Yodo is called muhsuk, is called chazaka, and it stays there. Whatever the din chazaka is, so it's the reality of the present matzah. That's a tzais. The tzais is in Reish Pei. A component to the tzais, I don't want to say the word that she does. So I mean, certainly the tzais has a right to ask. Why don't you say tar del reyusa, since he holds that the Cheskos Mammon is like all chazaka. Okay, then Rambam brought a few other rayas that Cheskos from other Rishonim, not like the Nesivos, that Cheskos Mammon is a positive tzak, that you learn it out from the Goyim. Okay, the Gemara in Bava Kama Taka says the Svara of Mandukoy Vlekei Bozul Bayasya, that it's just a Svara. She says you have some times that you can't use Chazaka. Also by Trey and Trey, you wouldn't be able to use a din chazaka till Trey and Trey sfeik of the araisa. So you wouldn't say Momen Amudul B'Safik Kolkin. You would still say that you can't be Moitzi Momen B'Safik, but you can't use a psak chazaka. There's no kasha from the Gemara and Bava Kama. Okay. So what exactly does the tzais mean, and what's the mile of Cheskos Mammon in this? She says, if you learn through the sugya of Tatfakayan in Bava Metzia, you really see two things about Cheskos Mammon that seem to be almost a little contradictory, but adarabba, they turn out to be beautifully complementary. You have a Safek Bechor. So the din is you're allowed to keep it. The Yisrael is allowed to keep it because of a Moitzim HaChavei of a Raya. because of Cheskas Mammon, he's allowed to keep it. However, at the same time, so it's good, right? Now again, if it's a Bukhara, he has to give it to the Kohen. It's not a Bukhara, it's his. So we don't know, so Misafik, he keeps it. But that's Pashut, that it's, the Gemara says that Asurim Begizid Avoida. We say, yeah, Asurim Begizid Avoida. Because that's a Safik Isser. And we have no way of determining that Safik. It might be a Bukhara, so it's also Begizid Avoida. But it's not Pashut at all. Because you find in many other places that a Chazakah, that many Rishonim and Achronim hold, that a Chazakah paskins to the degree that it paskins up on something else that's affected by it, even if it's not directly related to it. Lamarshan. At first I'll give a case without, like when you paskin Lamarshal, again, it's Karav Loy and Karav Loy. So you're paskining, you're saying she's a b'cheskes eishes ish. So you're paskining on her, she's an eishes ish. So lemaisa, the chazaka doesn't talk about if it's korav loy or korav law, it's true. But the chazaka that tells you to assume that she's an eishes ish will also tell you to assume it was korav loy. Because it's holy habaha. It's totally in the same shayla. Araya. He says, Araya, that you find in many places that a chazaka affects other dinim. The marshal, in the case in Ksubis, where a woman was nivel to a suffix, it's not clear who he was, if he was kosher or not. So the din is machshir ba, machshir bebita. A child was born. The mother has a cheskus kashrus, so you say she's kosher. The child, who doesn't have a cheskus kashrus, so the way many Rishonim learn, the cheskus aima hani labas, that the chazaka of the mother paskins up. In other words, that's a psak is avada on the mother. Only she has a cheskus kashrus. The child doesn't have a cheskus kashrus. The child, right, and the child... The child doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. The question is, as soon as the child is born, what is it? But the psak that the mother's kosher, that tells you to assume she's kosher, tells you to assume that the boil was not possible. So that helps memela for the shayla on the child also. The Shmaitza says, even the mandiomer who holds machshir ba poisel bebita, it's only mailas yuchsin, he says. But certainly, chazaka helps. The psak hazaka helps for other things, even things that are not directly totally in these things. From the etzem inyan of tarte l'reyosah, you see that. In other words, what's the hookup of the tarte l'reyosah? Saying that you don't say, it's not a question of two against one. The hazaka that says, that the chosar lefanecha hazaka, the hazaka de meikara, that tells you, what's Chazaka Dahashnam? Chazaka Dahashnam, it says the Mikvah's Chosim. So it's saying to assume that the Mikvah was Chosir. So that supports and strengthens the Cheskas Tumah. It tells you, the assumption that says the Mikvah was Chosir tells you to assume the person was Tameh. And the other way also, the assumption that tells you to say that the person is still Tameh tells you to say that the mikvah was chaser when he was tabled in it. That's the point of the tarte l'reyosah, that they support each other, they strengthen each other. Each one lends support to the other. It's not just a question of two against one. It's mechazik the other one, because the psak chazaka, being a positive psak, tells you to assume all the totsos, and then it supports whatever totsos comes from it. And you see it, let's say you wouldn't have tarte l'reyosah. If you go through the sugya needed of days and the days, if you wouldn't have tarte l'reyosah, so what does the Gemara say? That the cheskes kashrus of the mikvah would tell you that the person's tohor. Right? So it wouldn't be limited to the mikvah. It wouldn't just be a psak on the mikvah, but it would be a psak on the mikvah, and the mele you would say that the person became kohen when he was titled in it. Even though you're just paskening it, right? Even though you're just paskening on the mikvah, that's the only thing with the chazaka. But once you paskin and you assume that the mikvah was kosher until the last possible point in time, so memela all the totzolos fall into play anyway. So why is it by cheskas mamon? Why don't you say here that when you're paskening hamoitz mechaver of a raya, and you're paskening that he can keep the bechor, because you're paskening it's not a bechor, it's a suffik bechor. Why doesn't that allow you to assume also that it's not also begizav avoy? That's a rabbi's shot. Why, if you find in other places that the chazaka of one thing, the psak chazaka on something, helps you even for other totzals, for other shilas that are totally in that, so why don't you say the same thing by cheskas mamon? Why by cheskas mamon is it also begidav avoyda? And the truth is, you see, and now you see another funny thing in the sugya of Kayan, that you see pumfakar l'chayim. It comes out from the Gemara. There's a famous din that comes out from the Gemara of asiri vaday v'loy asiri sofer, that to give ma'aser behema it has to be vaday 10, and even if you have even something like bittul b'roiv or going basaroiv is not going to create asiri vaday. It's still going to be a chetz of asiri suffering. But when you have 10 due to cheskas mamon, that's klor in the sugya there. If you have 10 due to cheskas mamon, that's called asiri vada. So l'chayra that says that the cheskas mamon is like a very powerful chazaka, that it even creates a matzav of vada. And now it's called asiri vada, the way asiri suffering. So on one hand, you see that the psak of cheskas mamon doesn't, I'm warning you, see the psak of cheskas mamon doesn't have any ramifications, doesn't seem to have any ramifications. On the other hand, you see it's more powerful than other chazakas, l'chayra, or even avroiv, because it blides asiri vada. Okay. So the Yisoid of Shiva said, and then he brought Rayas. And in my city, it makes a lot of sense also. Pardon my sense. He says, everybody understands intuitively. Let's say I have a get, suffik karav law, suffik karav law. And I pass him at chazaka that she's an eishes ish. Or you have a suffik kedushin. You pass him that she has a cheskas pnuya. I think everyone understands intuitively that if klapi shmaya galya, that's not like that. It's not like that. So it's taka not like that. You didn't change the reality. It's just a psak, or not. Call it hanhoga. I mean, you can even call it birur if you want. But it doesn't change the reality. It's a birur that you can be seimach. I like the word assumption personally. Right? You can assume. You're allowed to assume. We make assumptions with most of our lives. Right? We go, we assume this, we assume this, we assume most things. So I hold all these psukim, even Eidim is, I think, just assumption. Just a question of if it's a 90% assumption, a 95% assumption, or an 80% assumption, 70% assumption, 60% assumption. I hold the whole gamut of from Eidim all the way down to Roiv and Rubidisa come on, and Rubidilesa come on, and Chazok, and all the various types of Chazok are all assumptions, and they're all assumptions to varying degrees. But even Eidim, I mean, even the biggest birur in the world doesn't change the reality. L'marshal, you have a case, he gives a case, just to prove a point by Chazam. He says, you have a case of Shnei Shvilim, right? Echatomi Vechatar. So someone went in the first one, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash. And then he became Tahor, he went through the Taira process, and he went in the second one, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash. So after he went into the first one, he was allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash because Cheskas Taira, let's say. It was a rabbi, or even better, he had a Cheskas Taira. It was only Suffolk Tumah. And then he was Maza on himself, in case he was Tumah, he went through the process. and he went into the second shvil. So you, and now also he's allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. You would say he is allowed to go. Come to think of it, he's allowed to go in because now also he's suffering. He has a cheskes tire, but the din is that he has to bring a carbon, because that's a mefarish din. Because even though each Knisa LeMikdash was mutter, it was a psak based on chazaka on each Knisa, but chazaka does not change the reality. So since the reality is that one of the two was for sure Tomei, right, since that was the Klapei Shmaya Galya, we'll call it, is that one of the two was Tomei, so he for sure went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tomei. So even though each one was mutter to do based on the psak of chazaka, but the Isser of Knisa LeMikdash Tomei wasn't affected by that, and he was for sure Tomei. So in total, Mimonav Shach, one Knisa was Betumah, and he had. So the Klapei Shmaya Galya Bekitza is certainly unaffected by the Psak Chazak. Mashengain by Cheskes Momin, the Rishiva brings down a rat in the Sugi of Tukfa Koyin, that if Tukfa Koyin might see him the other, he says each person's holding half the talus. He says, so when you're makdish it, that's the case in the Gemara, when you're makdish the other here, it's not even chal misafik. If tukfa koyin, if you can't grab it away, it, meaning if there's a psak cheskes momon on the other here, so if you grab it from him now, you'd be perceived as a gazlon, and you would have to give it back to him. So Duran says, we don't reckon sich with the reality safek, and you're makdish it, and maybe it's safek. But we ignore the Klapei Shmaya Galya, L'chayra. We're ignoring the tzad that maybe it's yours, because we're not saying it's suffik. We're not saying it's suffik hekdish, but we're saying that the psak has the small part. See, if she wants a tiny, and it really makes a lot of sense that the etzem psak has the small man really does change the reality. In other words, it's the psak of cheskes momon says that the money is yours. The psak of Cheskes Momon is different than all chazakas. All chazakas, he calls it, are a psak in Hilchas Sfeikas. You have a safek, and you don't know which side of the safek is true, which side of the safek is true, so you can follow chazaka, you can follow rov. That's called a psak in Hilchas Sfeikas. It tells you how to deal with the suffix. So the psak is a psak of the suffix. So if there's a Klapei Shmaya Galya, there's a Klapei Shmaya Galya. What does he call it? Cheskes Momon is a psak in Hilchas Momon, not in Hilchas Fekas. In other words, he really says it very nicely. He says, when you say that if a woman is suffix kar of law, you pass and she's an Eish Asish, because of Cheskes Eish Asish. That's not, you wouldn't call that a psak in Hilchas Eishus Ish, that a woman who had such a thing happen to her, an Eishus Ish, who had something happen to her, she's in Becheskes Eishus Ish, so the din is she's an Eishus Ish. No. It's not a din in Hilchas Eishus Ish, it's a din in Hilchas Fekas. Eishus Ish is Eishus Ish, Pnuya is Pnuya. That reality is reality. Now you have a suffix, you don't know. So there's a way to determine the suffix. The Torah gives you ways in which to determine the suffix. By Cheskes Momon, he says, the Torah is not giving you a way to determine the suffix. It never claimed that it is. It's not a psak in the suffix. These are now my words. It's telling you what to do when you have a suffix. It's an Hilchas Momon. What do you do when you have a suffix Momon? You give it to the Muchsim. The Chazaka says he's the Muchsik. The Muchsik keeps the money. It's a psak not in Hilchas Fekas. It's a psak in Hilchas. That's what he calls it. It's a psak in Hilchas. So that's why he says by the Chazaka, like by the Shvil. So it doesn't change the realities. If you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you walk into the Beis HaMikdash Tomei. By Shekin and Durant's case, you don't have to reckon. So after we paskin, on the side that we pass in, that the talus of sif is sif is. So we don't, even though you're possibly with chazoka, you're using the word chazoka, but you're not, you don't have to worry anymore about the klapish maya galia. And really this helps you, I'm saying the reason it makes, it's even logical, pardon the expression. Any time you paskin something, someone with muhsin, right? So you think it really has ramification, l'doiris, I mean, it would be mind-boggling if he's makadish and isha with it, and she's an isha sish, and like all the ramifications about whose money is, of a person like wins money with chazaka, and then he's not yotze esrig with it if klapish maya galia, it's not his. Like, you see, Taka, that money's different. You don't have to reference it with the klapish maya galia anymore. Chazaka that tells you how to deal, that tells you how to clarify a suffix, or which side of the suffix to them on, or to clarify, or to be mevarer, or to be misnaheg, whatever word you like to use, but it has nothing to do with the tutsdadim. It's like we're creating a third side. The muhsa gets it. It's telling you what to do, b'mokta b'suffik, by mama. It's a din in hilchus mama, it's not a din in hilchus status. Just like you wouldn't say that the paskin a woman is an eshesish based on cheskes eshesish is a din in hilchus eshesish. No, you'd say it's a din in hilchus status. There's no new, but by mama it's not like that. So the Meili says it's beautiful. First of all, it explains asiri vadai. He doesn't grant to say that, but it explains asiri vadai. Because that's why it's vadai. Because there's no more klapish maya galia. The chiddush of the Tosfos Yeshanim there on the Sugyan Tatvakoya is that the best beer in the world, short of Edom, I guess, is still going to leave you with asiri safek, because asiri safek, there seems to be some xeris hakosim, that if there's an element of suffix in the klapish maya galia, it's still a siri suffix, it's a heft of suffix, like mamza vadai veloi suffix, you don't go bosa chazaka, you don't go bosa roi. So it's a mamza suffix. So there's a reality called a siri suffix. And that, mashenkin by cheskos mamon, there's no more klapish maya galia. The klapish maya galia has been transformed by the pluck of cheskos mamon. So you have a siri vadai. And conversely, that explains why it doesn't affect anything else. When your psak chazok is, and dinin hilchus fake is, and it's telling you which of the two tzedotim to assume, so that can have other ramifications. If based on that assumption, there are other ramifications, let's say you assume the mikvah was kosher yesterday. So that has other ramifications. It has a ramification that the person that was toivelin it was tar. If you assume it was chosher yesterday, because of the tzad of chazok d'hashto, harei chosu l'fanecha, so that has a ramification also. But that only makes sense. And this answers the Tzaisis Kasha on the Rivash also. Because it only makes sense to say Tarka L'Reyusa, that the two things should hook up when they're Mechazik Zezzeh. So when are they Mechazik Zezzeh? When they're a psak in the suffix. So then it has ramifications. Because you're paskening one of the tzadei has suffix. But by Cheskos Mamon, this would answer the Tzaisis Kasha too. By Cheskos Mamon, there's nothing to hook up with. It's a psak in and of itself. So it's not machazek the harechos of lefanecha of the Eidim being psulim. That's not machazek the psak of the Cheskos Mamon. The psak of the Cheskos Mamon is not machazek the tzad that the Eidim are psulim. That would only be true if it would be a psak in the suffix. So then, it would have, you would follow whatever ramifications exist. Mashenkein, so the reason it doesn't is because Cheskos Mamon is taka by nature different than other chazakas. And that's the pshat, I mean, he doesn't say like vechitesi, but I think that's the pshat, that's the pshat gufa in the ktsais really, why it's a more powerful chazaka. In other words, you learn out from the Gaon, the Inyan of chazaka, of status quo. Leave things the way they are. Assume they're the way they are. By Cheskos Mamon, because he's holding the money, so the din chazaka that says leave things the way they are actually awards him the money. It gives him the money because he's holding it. Yenik tzois. A tzois that says that the reason you don't say ruba b'chazaka, ruba other, because this is a more powerful chazaka, chazkos mon. Because it's based on the present matzav, not based on a past matzav. I think that's the source, like, how do you even say such a thing? All chazakas are learned out from the God. If you say like the Nesivis, it's not a passive, it's not even a psak at all. But if you say it's a psak chazaka, so it has to come back to learn it, to the Gemara and Kulin. Chazaka minayim. It has to end up being learned out from the God. It's not a svara. You can't give it to the svara, for sure not. The most you can say in the svara is the Nesivis. If you just had the Gemara and Baba Kama, then you would have to say the Nesivis is right. That, yeah, you need a riot. You might see moment. It's not a positive psak. You just can't be mitzvah from him without a riot. It's not a psak at all, the Nesivis says. The hell not a psak. It's not a din chazaka. According to the Nesivis, this moment is not a din chazaka. It's just it's a lashon hamushal. It's not a true word. It's not really a chazaka. Yeah, it's not a real chazaka. So al karchach, if it's a real chazaka, so it's learned out from the Gaon. Nor you have a lot of types of chazakas. You have cheskos haguf, you have cheskos din, you have cheskos kashrus. Chazakas meikora, chazakas dahash. So I think that choice of svara, I would say, would be that's what gives you the right to say what he's saying. In other words, because the chazaka is that he's holding it, and we let matters, we paskin that matters should be the way they are. So if they are a certain way, so that's how we award him the money. He wins the din Torah. He gets the money. He's holding the money. So like we give our shtempel to the chazaka. He taka gets it. I'm just explaining like mechitesi. Then it is like that again. You have a siri vadai. You have the fact that it doesn't affect, ironically, it doesn't affect Asura Begizav Avoida. Even though it's so powerful that it's Asiri Vadai, but it doesn't have any ramifications to anything else. It's Asura Begizav Avoida. Heritage, it didn't pass enough to something. It just awarded him the money. The truth is, you can go in Menachvite. If you heard of a city called Komdina, in Yavamas, it's a city of Komdina and Hodor Dina. So there, there's a Peladika Din called Komdina. That if it's a complicated case, there's a case like, I mean, there's a lot of cases. A case is, let's say, a guy comes into Torah suffering whose son he is. If he's a son of the dead guy or a son of the Yavam. So he comes into Torah with the Yavam, and the Yavam says, "You're my son." And he says, "I'm the Mace's son." So they hold him. They split it up. They split. There's a moment I'm looking for something called it. No one's a Mukhsuk. The moment I'm looking for something called it. So then the Gemara says, let's say the Yavam then dies. And let's say he's a millionaire. Yavam's a millionaire. It was all money. He's a millionaire. So now the kid comes and says, "Oh, I made a mistake. I must be his son. I must be his son. In fact, I'm willing to give you back the $32 I got from my the person I said." He's not lying. We know that he doesn't know. Right? We know he doesn't know. So now he comes and he wants to share in that Yerusha. And the Bnei Yavam say no. The Bnei Yavam say that it was ready. The Bnei Yavam say what? They say, wait. Right, yeah. So you have to bring a raya. You're our brother. So the Bnei Yavam say this is a regular case of a stranger coming in and tiny, he's our brother. So even though he's a suffix, but ain't talking much to me, they bad that. You hear? You're this is a case of ain't talking much to me, they bad that. There's vadai brothers. Oh. It's not like the first case where Mom and I'm looking for something Kolkin, because here there are Vadai brothers. So ain't something going to be Vadai. It's Vadai brothers, he's a Suffolk brother, bring a Raya, you're a brother. So we say ain't something going to be Vadai. But the Suffolk comes back and says, right, he says, Monavshach, either let me split with you, because I'm your brother, right, or give me back. Or give me back the hif, or give up. So the suffix timing, monoshach. Give me back. Let me share with you because I'm your brother. Or give me back the hif that the Yavam took. If I'm not your brother. That's the case of the Gemara. What do we do? So the Gemara says, Kamdina. I mean, one mandam, that's how we pass them. We pass. There's different cases all over Shas. I mean, all over a few places in Shas. There's a thing called Kamdina. At once, Bezdin paskind a din of Momin, so it's the paskind, and that stays the reality. And then later, even though there's like this Monofshach type thing, that Monofshach, how can you, if he's not a brother, then you have to give him back the hif that you took out Momin Amudu the Sufi Kolkin. Say no, one Bezdin paskind, hey, that's not really Cheskos Momin, I'm thinking now, because that was a psak of Momin Amudu the Sufi Kolkin. That's maybe more the Koyach of a psak Bezdin than the Koyach of Cheskos Momin. Maybe you really can't. But I wonder if the Koyach of a Psak Bezdin would be that way, not Mominus. In other words, it could be, now I'm thinking, besides what I'm saying, that the way to be able to even say such a thing is the Ktsoisis Svara, that Cheskos Momin is the present Matzav. But now I'm thinking differently. I'm thinking maybe the very nature of Mominus allows you to say it. Maybe the very nature of Mominus, what we talked early on, like the first few weeks, that the nature of Mominus of bilus is control, but the nature of ownership, like what's the nature of ownership? The etzim ownership is reshuso. I think this may be a better slur. That the nature of Mominus allows you to say this. Since Mominus is control, is reshuso, so when Bezdin gives you something because you're holding the money, they are validating the Rishusa. They're saying your Rishusa is Taka, but you should Taka have the money. So, and maybe by Momentus that's enough to create a new reality. It's maybe even a better story. By Momentus, by Yisurim you can't create realities. By Momentus you can, because of the nature of Bilus, because of the nature of Momentus, because of the nature of Bilus. That's maybe a better story. Dr. Sean Kubin to the Tzais. But just the nature of Mominus allows you to do it. Then it would be a Tzushtel to come deep. Then it wouldn't be a Vort Dafkin Cheskos Momin. It might be a Vort in any Psak Bezdin about Momin. So that would be maybe a Tzushtel to come deep. I'm okay. That's.
It
won't
make a difference so much with Gabriel Shiloh. The right will is that Gezo. You're saying now.
I don't know, because they're talking.
I don't think it's Giza. It's not Giza Avoida. Gezel is the money itself. It's not just another issur that's mitzvah kalya, who owns the money.
Well, you have to know the case of the question. If the case of the question is the case where there's a regular Cheskos Momin.
It's fair to stop with the right of a Kubra to go. Say,
what's that question? Sovik Mamoina Lakula, I lo sigso. Now let's say Sovik Mamoina Lakula is only in a case where there's a Psak Cheskos Momin. Yeah? So their kasha would still be good. Because it wouldn't have a ramification for Lakula. But it wouldn't be like Tigzel. But no, if it creates a reality, it wouldn't be like Tigzel. Right, so, yeah. But I think their question is, even when there's not a, even when there's the Nasivus's type of Cheskos Momin.
There is.
By Treya Trey, Kivega says, by Treya Trey, there would be no positive stock of Cheskos Momin either. You would have still, though, like by Barshatya. In the case of Tzubit, by Barshatya, Sadiya Rav Kivega says that you have a Treya Trey and you don't have a positive Cheskos Momin, but you still have me suffering out
Tzien.
Even if Tzayt
Volk
did something called Tzayt Momin. Yeah, L'chayri he asked because of the Gemara Baba Kama. The answer of Abba said.
The Tzayt has to say that the Cheskos Momin would work even by a tray because it does something different.
No.
If it doesn't pass in the suffix, it's a lot in the moment. What do you do? It's a tray and tray.
Yeah, but what do you do by mocking suffix? If it's tray and tray, it's the pshat and tray and tray not following chazaka is that you don't have a suffix anymore. You have two contradictory vadon. You don't have a suffix that can be passed by chazaka anymore. You have two contradictory vadon. You just may not know what to do. You may not know what to do, but you don't have the suffix. You don't have a suffix aishus ish anymore. Suffix pnuya. If two eidim say it was korav loy and two eidim say it was korav loy, you have a vadai aishus ish. You don't have a suffix. You have a vadai this and a vadai that. You don't know what to do. Okay, maybe in the coming weeks I started looking. I see in the other forum. I didn't have a chance. I had a hard week. But I see in the other forum he elaborates on the whole Indian chazaka. What's the nature of every psak chazaka? So maybe it'll give us a clearer picture. But this is the aside of Cheskos Malka.